Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And it is a deal. CBS and Viacom agree to merge. In a business buffeted by cable TV cord cutting and increasingly dominated by streaming, can two traditional media giants join together and take on a digital world? Answering deep new questions after these tech headlines. Chili's parent Brinker International is trying to stay profitable as it rolls out more deals and delivery through DoorDash, which is eating into profits even as the moves boost sales. Same-store sales have bounced up and down lately, and the sector remains challenging. Brinker says it struck the most profitable deal with DoorDash it could to help boost margins on the expensive service. It's also helping boost checks by not including some deals on menus for delivery, as delivery customers tend to be less value-oriented. Snap unveils a new version of its video recording and video taking sunglasses, marking the social media company's latest attempt at making its first hardware product profitable. The redesigned eyewear, called Spectacles 3, is due out this fall and boasts dual cameras designed to capture 3D. You can also expect a lightweight steel frame and circular lenses. Apple has surged 5% to $210.49 after USTR announced iPhones and laptops would be spared until at least December from the proposed 10% tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods. The reprieve is the second break the Trump administration has granted Apple. The company last year cut smartwatches and wireless earbuds, a similar break from planned tariffs. Other products that were spared include sneakers and apparel. Many analysts had expected Apple to absorb the 10% tariffs. Wedbush, in particular, predicted doing so would reduce its earnings per share this year by 50 cents to $12.80.
Coming up, the story of a long-thwarted merger ends with CBS and Viacom striking a deal.
Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
CBS and Viacom have agreed to merge. The all-stock deal, if completed, will create a major entertainment player. The deal did not come easily. WSJ reporter Ben Mullen explains the terms.
The deal will create an entertainment player valued at around $30 billion, and the deal values Viacom at around $11.8 billion. In cases like this, both companies are both sellers and buyers because they're exchanging stock. For those financial news nerds out there, the stock exchange ratio is 0.59625, which means that Viacom shareholders will receive that many CBS shares for each Viacom share that they own.
Let's talk new content opportunities. The merge comes with many, many more programming options for your streaming sensibilities.
You've got Dora the Explorer, SpongeBob SquarePants on the Viacom side. And then on the other side, you have things like The Loudest Voice with CBS's Showtime premium cable channel. On top of that, you have the CBS Broadcast Network and a ton of basic cable networks on the Viacom side. Both companies also have direct-to-consumer streaming services. Viacom has Pluto TV, which is an ad-supported streaming service, and CBS has CBS All Access, which you have to subscribe for.
Big options are one thing. However, Tuna Amobi, an analyst at CFRA Research, explains the main rationale behind this agreement and the big trend that's made itself comfortable in the media industry.
Media companies try to gain more scale. The bigger you get, the more content obviously you have, and presumably the more leverage that you have when you're going to talk to distributors about distributing your content. That seems to be the way that the industry has been going, more and more scale, transition to direct to consumers.
As the case has been, we are left content with our new streaming life, the one that's not going anywhere, and the one that media companies are finally figuring out how to embrace.
Consumers are dropping their traditional pay TV offerings in favor of cheaper online alternatives, direct to consumer. So Netflix has become more formidable. Names like Amazon, Hulu, etc. have entrenched themselves. That's why I think content providers and distributors have now kind of try to reinvent themselves to get a better competitive advantage by gaining more and more leverage due to a confluence of all of these factors.
For more details, head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.